I know this winter, we haven't had any shrimp season along the coast, but there's been a limited spawn survey that's been taking place, I guess mostly off Penn Quid Point, because probably the only place he's found that he could tow a net for 15 minutes. And it's actually, he's called me every day that he's made his tows. And the information that he's been giving me, I actually call it quite exciting. There's been, in terms of a large volume of shrimp, no, there isn't. We did the right thing by having no season. But he's seeing, I think his best tow, he see a tote of shrimp in 15 minutes, and they were mostly all big shrimp, 4 and 5 year olds with a lot of spar. That was probably close to 4 weeks ago. He made the tows again, I think the following week, and there wasn't as big a tows, but they were like 45 and 50 pounds for 15 minute tows. Same results, they were mostly 4 and 5 year olds with a few juvenile shrimp mixed in with them. He towed last week and the spawn had started to drop. He was seeing, it looked like a good egg drop, and it happened at the right time of year, the end of February, and getting close to the 1st of March with some juvenile shrimp. Well, I guess my thing is I know money is tight, and it was a very limited budget for this guy to do it, and I know he's not making a penny doing it. Times he pays his man and his fuel bill. So we could be looking at several years of no shrimp season. Nobody knows. We won't know until we see the summer surveys next year. But if we don't have seasons next year and the year after, I think we need to expand this survey, because we know what's happening at Penn Quid Point, but it would be really nice to know what's happening for Mount Desert Island to Cape Ann. Are there shrimp the whole length of the coast spawning the same way they are at Penn Quid Point, which I think would be very exciting news for shrimp fishermen. I don't know where the money comes from. Possibly you could have all shrimp fishermen keep paying their license fees, which haven't had to be paid this year, and put that money into a survey study. And it's a possibility, but I think we need to have an inshore survey in the winter to check on the spawning situation if there is no season. We can't just keep waiting for the summer survey and go on that information all the time. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Thank you. We're writing that down.
Arnie, thank you very much for those comments. As I said earlier, I sat on Sea Urchin Zone Council for 6 or 7 years. There's a very diverse group of folks that sit on the Sea Urchin Zone Council, and the only thing that we ever agreed on was that the council always unanimously supported the survey. And I think it's the one area where commercial fishermen, scientists, and all marine stakeholders always agree is surveys need to be done, and rarely are they broad enough. The problem is that surveys are very expensive. And I can assure you that this committee will work as hard as we can to ensure that the surveys are adequate so that they are meaningful and that they're done in a timely fashion so that the fishermen, and as importantly, DMR can make decisions on whether fisheries can or can't be opened and what kind of quotas will be available. But we hear you, and we know exactly how important surveys are, and we will continue to work whenever possible to ensure that the surveys are as adequate as possible, knowing that they're very expensive. Thank you.
I can't speak for every member in this committee, but I suspect that every one of us would support two things in the department's budget that are under pressure, frankly. And one of them is having good assessments of the resources. And the other is funding more research than we have today to know better what the influences are on the health of those resources. There are a lot of unknowns today. And we're committed, and we've agreed as a committee at the outset, we're committed to making good decisions based on science. Without reliable science answering a number of our questions, that's a hard thing to do. So I know the department's been working hard with us on trying to answer the questions that come up in the committee. and that the department is as committed as we are to developing fisheries management plans that are based on an understanding of not just how many are there in resource, but what are the factors that influence its health and its population growth, and how does its health affect other resources, because there are intertwined relationships. It's something that we're committed to doing. We implemented for the first time starting to have fishery management plans that look at the best that we can determine what those kinds of most important relationships are, and the department is starting to implement those plans. Just wanted to